Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Vet Story. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. And this episode's gonna have kind of a hip-hop flavor to it. Because our guest is not just a combat vet, not just a former Navy corpsman, but he's a rising star in the world of hip-hop. I'm talking about my buddy, Doc Todd. Doc was one of our first guests on Vet Story, and I thought his story was just amazing. The episode we did was called Guns, Dope, and Suicide. And it shared his experience in combat, his struggles with, shocker, the endless pain meds prescribed by military doctors, and how he translated all the pain into an incredible hip-hop album called Combat Medicine.
You know, getting in firefights, it's not paintball out there. Like, they're not, like, running around in the wide-ass open. What really jacked me up mentally was my medevac. It was the feeling isolated from my guys. It was being taken out of the fight. It was how dead flesh feels. My name is Doc Todd. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
And his journey will take us from the dark.
This is just a one-night thing. I started chewing pills. I started snorting pills. Also, if I'm being honest, at the end of the 6 months, I was hooked on dope.
To the light.
Look, you're capable. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. Like, let's pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and get it together.
But that was a couple years ago. His life has changed. And I'm happy to say, my buddy Doc is on the rise. Right now, he's appearing in a campaign for Diet Coke. He's got an incredible new album called Strange Pictures, and we'll hear some of his best new music on this podcast. So here's what it sounded like when I gave him a call to shoot the shit last week.
It said unknown caller, but you're not an unknown caller.
Well, I should hope not, but...
You are a known caller.
I've had worse labels given to me, so I'll take unknown caller any day.
I've got a whole lot of truth today, so, you know, I hope you've already pressed record.
I have. We are rolling.
I am me today at 100%.
That's good stuff, man. And you are at 100% because I am talking to Doc Todd. Good to hear your voice, brother. How you been?
I've been good, man. I've been missing you, to be honest. It's been, you know, it's been kind of a wild couple of years, but I figure we'll talk about it a little today.
Yeah, man, you're up to some awesome stuff. And I have to admit that I was really pleased when I saw you make some news the other day. And I'll just kind of sum it all up in an article that was on ConnectingVets.com a little bit earlier this week when it was reported that Navy veteran and hip-hop artist Doc Todd doesn't like all the additional baggage that comes with the PTS label and diagnosis. But in order to get a conversation going about the complexities of labels in society today, Doc has teamed up with a brand that I was really shocked and amazed is doing this. But you hooked up with Diet Coke and are getting ready to do some big things. Talk to me, dude. It's been a while, man. How'd you get hooked up with Diet Coke, and what are y'all doing together?
It's been awesome. So I got hooked up with Diet Coke, and I would say probably 2 months ago. They were looking for individuals who defied labels, and, you know, I sent them a video, and they wanted some people with some level of internal connection to the company. And my wife has worked Coca-Cola North America for a while. So they had kind of canvassed their internal resources for people that were breaking down labels in their everyday life. You know, they felt like with the work that I was doing in the music space, you know, everything that I was accomplishing in my life, despite, you know, some of the difficulties that I'm dealing with, that I really defied the labels that exist and the stigmas that exist with mental health and post-traumatic stress. So we got together and said, hey, you know, how can we make a difference in this particular space? How can I represent this space well? And how can I represent us well? And, you know, how can we break some of these walls down?
That's awesome, man. I got the video here that I'll play a little clip of, and it's really cool, man.
I served in southern Afghanistan. I saw a lot of tough things. I'm most proud of being a combat veteran, you know, after being a dependable father for my daughters. But since we've been home, we've struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder. There's a lot of stigma surrounding mental health. People feel like we're dangerous. They feel like we're broken. My whole life is dedicated to the veteran space. I'm helping people to come out of the shadows and tell their story. Never really thought I'd hit rock bottom again, but since I'm in the creek then, I better learn to swim. My mind's been battling my soul in a world so cold. Most of my free time is spent writing music or recording music. I can use experiences that I've had in the military to make me a better version of myself. Coming home, I don't have to be a victim. I don't have to be broken. I'm still getting stronger and healthier every single day, and I can be powerful.
That is absolutely awesome, man. And of course, the video goes on to show the Diet Coke logo, and it said some things are best left unlabeled. And then, of course, it shows the peeling back of the Diet Coke label off the can, and now just with this kind of silver can and the red stripe down the side. They are kind of stripping it back, man. They're taking the label off the can. They want to talk about things that are unlabeled. And you said some powerful things in that video. How is this going to reach out and touch people?
And I have limited information, but I know that it's a long-term commitment from Diet Coke to, you know, really, really try to identify and ignite conversation around the labels that exist in our society so that we can get to, you know, really know each other and connect on an individual basis. I know that they're very, very serious about it. I know that it's a big priority for them, and I'm just really happy to be a part of it. What I know is that it's social, they're serious about it, and they're working really, really hard to try to make a difference. And I know from experience, you know, you can think what you want about, you know, any company or this or that, but Coca-Cola has been super good to our family, and I'm really, really excited to be working with them.
That's awesome, man. And I'm pumped to see it hit social because, heck, that's, you know, that's the medium we consume every single day. I mean, whether it's Facebook or whether it's YouTube or whether it's Instagram, you know, people aren't necessarily all about network TV anymore. You see so many things online that make a difference to you. I don't think I've ever seen a corporation with the size, scale, and ability of like a Diet Coke ever take on something like PTS. Like, you had to be thrilled because most of the time, right, don't we see corporations and they're like, this veteran served, and look at him in his battle rattle, and he is a badass, and you should buy that truck because he's a badass. I've never seen anybody do anything with, like, addressing the real deal.
Not only did they let me be me, they were an advocate for me with some of the other organizations that we were working with to create content. I mean, they not, you know, and it was weird. I got some weird, you know, people make rando comments in the thread box, like, oh, it's great that you're working with a corporation, but don't sell your soul. And I'm like, buddy, I was going to sell my soul long before Diet Coke sold my soul, because they were like, they were telling me, like, no, seriously, like, be you, don't feel like you have to bend. Don't feel like you have to adapt. Like, we want you to be a part of this because of who you are completely. So don't do anything that you're uncomfortable with.
Yeah, man. Let's talk a little bit about what we hope happens from this. You know, they say they want to start the conversation. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think that sometimes talking can be the catalyst for walking, if that makes any sense. And ultimately, I do genuinely believe that the ultimate destination is to try to make a difference and try to help us be a little bit more connected and try to help us be a little bit more empathetic and understanding of each other's circumstance. So I do know the second that I started taking ownership of my story, that it started to impact the people around me and it started to eliminate fear. And, you know, I think fear is one of the biggest things that holds people back that are struggling with post-traumatic stress, is they don't want to be out in the open. And I was one of those people for so, so long, like for 6 or 7 years, like I didn't even want people from my unit. I didn't even want people from my company or my platoon or my squad to see what I was doing or what I was up to. I just wanted to disappear from all of it. And now I'm out here doing podcasts. I'm out here in the open telling my story. I've been on CNN and HLN and ABC, all this crazy stuff. But what I did was take ownership of my story, and I chose to tell it instead of allow someone else to tell it. And I think that's made the biggest impact. And I really think that that's what Diet Coke is ultimately doing. When you get down to the lowest common denominator, they're helping, you know, unique people to tell their story and giving them a platform to do so.
So when you say own your story, are we saying now to the veteran community that's probably listening to this podcast, you know what, maybe you start the dialogue with somebody? Like, you might say, you know, if somebody says, hey, thank you for your service, what, do you follow that up with, you know, hey, let me tell you about what I did? Or do you share with your coworkers, hey, man, if I feel edgy on Mondays, it's not because I haven't had coffee. I'm just dealing with a little stuff right now. I mean,
buddy,
is that kind of what we're supposed to be taking away from this?
You know, I was thinking today, like, I made some, like, little minor clerical errors today at work. And, you know, I have a day job, too. And it was just like, man, I really don't belong on a damn computer. I will destroy some on a computer. Like, you do not need me there. But, like, all these times I'm doing this great stuff for our organization at MMI, like teaching classes and connecting with veterans, I'm usually by myself and I'm usually out in the community. So it's like a veteran working, a combat veteran that's suffering with some post-traumatic stress working in a traditional, you know, nonprofit or corporate environment, it comes with challenges, and I'm not going to ever pretend it doesn't. I'm still trying not to get fired every day. Every day I'm trying not to get fired, right? I'm trying to hang in there.
You and me both, man. You and me.
So that's just the reality. So, but to answer the other part of your question is I think that I have legitimate mentors that are private sector leaders that I don't care if they haven't been to war. I want to hear what they have to say about the way that I'm behaving. I want to hear about what they have to say about the way that I've dealt with the things that I've been through. I want to hear what they think that they may have done. I want to hear from the people that I think have wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge and success in their life. And I don't want them to automatically disconnect and say, I can't possibly relate. And at the same time, I don't want to be the type of person to come in and be like, you couldn't understand. Da, 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 da. It's like trying to tell a sportscaster, like, you're not allowed to talk about sports because you didn't play football. Like, I've been covering sports for 40 years. I can talk about sports. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, war affects everyone. It affects everyone. You know, it affects countries. It affects people. It affects children. Everyone's allowed to have an opinion about war. And everyone's allowed to have an opinion about the aftermath of war. And the people that I respect on the civilian side and the private sector and the people that I respect in the public sector on the military side are all allowed to come to the table and discuss the situations and the issues that we're dealing with, you know. And I think us pushing each other off is weak, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm glad you said that, because I do think both sides need to not be afraid to walk to the middle and share with each other their problems and their dramas. Because what I've learned over and over again, dude, since you first told me about your situation and since you first shared with me your memories of Helmand Province, Afghanistan, trauma and drama are not exclusive to the warfighter. That there are so many people out there that could find a common denominator with you. Your visualizations are about war, but somebody else might have trauma and drama that stems from a death in the family or cancer or some other kind of stress that just wrecked
their... Or a car accident.
Yeah, that just wrecked their headspace. And together, if we peel back these labels and we just start talking to each other about, yo, what makes you kind of weird in the head? What makes you kind of stressed out? What makes you kind of effed up on a Monday? If we all just did that and peeled off those labels, man, we'd come to find that I think the warfighter and everyone have so much more in common, and we can help lift each other up on our worst days instead of just trying to tiptoe around each other.
Yeah, right. I mean, and you know, you gotta consistently try not to get fired. I mean, that's a constant battle. As we discussed earlier. You know what I mean? But no, we need to be allowed to speak to each other. Like, you can't do this, right? Okay, so I'm going to speak to the veterans right now. You can't come into a civilian space, whether it be work, whether it be church, whether it be family, whatever the case it may be, with people that haven't gone through what you had gone through, and say, hey, you know what? You could never understand what it was like to go through this, and then disconnect and then expect them to, like, be able to help support you. Like, that's ridiculous. Okay, so, you know, there's some give and take that has to take place. And I think that we get closer every day, because I think that there's less things that are taboo in 2019 than in the past. But you know, what's important to me at the end of the day is making an impact. And I think the conversation starts that. And I try to do that with my music every day. I try to be a champion for the veteran arts community. I try to be a positive influence on the space. I try not to think about the fact that we don't even actually support each other. There's a huge lack of support of people in the veteran community that know who I am and aren't trying to help me move forward. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of selfishness in the veteran community, and there's a lot of competition in the veteran community as far as it pertains to business and influence. And, you know, we're not sticking together like we say we should and like we say we do, like when we get out, to some degree, you know. And I want to believe that I've done the right things, and I'm sure I fell short too. But, you know, I've found very few advocates, whether civilian or veteran, out here in my mission and my ministry. It's a lot of times, whether civilian or veteran, whether dealing with mental health issues or not, you're gonna have to climb the mountain alone, like Batman Begins. Like, you got to bring the blue flower to the top of the mountain, baby.
We've established that we all need to talk to each other a little bit more. We need to be a little bit bolder. But sometimes those conversations, still, you need a stepping off point. And you are creating that through art and in the form of hip-hop. And I'm not going to lie, I was a huge fan of the last album, Combat Medicine. But this next track I'm about to play some, I honestly think is even better. I think this is your best work yet. Let me just drop a little bit of this. It's called Feels Good. Doc Todd featuring Morgan Bozeman. I like the old school gospel choir, by the way. That's awesome.
Thank you. ATL, baby. ATL.
All right, let me just run through a little bit of the first stanza here.
Tokyo drifts, I ride the clutch. My life's enough, never mind the buzz. It's about the love, just because. I might be down to nickels, but the best things are so simple. Simple smile with the dimples, crash into your world like simple. Run race, boom, boom, boom. Smell perfume, I push the broom, swung at the moon. Everything right, cause I'm here with you. No cap, that right there is the truth. Hey, rattle roll, music stirs the soul. Play this game on my console, no time for trolls. Hit the road, hard the vibes, thinking you should go. Snap your fingers, clap your hands. Get a bag and throw some bands. Don't shine on, do a dance. Can't smile, I'll take a chance. Woo! Snap your fingers, clap your hands. Get a bag and throw some bands. Don't shine on, do a dance. Put a smile, I'll take a chance.
I mean, dude, that is summertime right there in musical form. I mean, that is, I feel myself with a drink in my hand, dancing in a creek like you were in that video, or rocking on the side of the pontoon boat out on the lake. Man, this summer jam is just it, dude. I love it.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, Not Alone was about, you know, that first album, Combat Medicine, was about owning your story, and it was about dealing with your pain. Not Alone was about saying, hey, like, you're not the only one suffering. But Feels Good is about, like, I want the community to progress with me, and I understand that people are going to come in at different times. But Feels Good is about saying, look, you don't have to have guilt associated with being okay. It's okay to feel good. It feels good to feel good. It's okay. It's all right. Like, you don't have to carry that guilt around.
You know what? It so does, and after so many conversations with warfighters, I know that just like those that are dealing with their own personal traumas on the civilian side, sometimes they can't let it go. They spend so much time in that rearview mirror thinking and worrying and concerning themselves and putting energy towards something that has happened. They forget that what is about to happen. And that's what I love about the joy, the unbridled feel-good hook you have in this song. Let's talk more about music, man. What other song you want me to listen to right now?
Well, do you want to continue the upbeat summer vibes, or do you want to, like, get real as shit?
You tell me, man. I mean, we can go any way you want.
Let's get real as shit. Let's go Star Spangled Memories off Strange Picture.
Yeah. I got these memories. Yeah. Check. Strange Picture.
I pressed delete, couldn't find what I wanted to keep. Bottle after bottle, dishes piled in my sink.
Yes, sir.
My dreams on the brink of extinction, shrieking. Down in a hole, it's not the place you wanna go.
Go.
See, I feel all alone when in Rome, still do shit by my own rules. Always had problems in school, cool. But these memories, they betray me. How can my family forsake me? Please wake me, frankly, lately.
Yeah.
Might as well go to sleep. Uh-huh. Only as good as the company we keep.
Cheap.
These are the ties that bind, but I'm always playing from behind. Flying blind, misaligned. How the fuck am I signed?
Yeah, you do. It's true. I'ma knuckle up and keep pushing through till I'm paid for what God told me to do. Myself. Tell me, how about you?
I've got these star-spangled memories. Fuck, damn right, take a knee. Fought for you to be free. Fought for you to believe. Fought for you to achieve all you're destined to be. I've got these star-spangled memories. If you feel fucked, damn right, take a knee. Fought for you to be free. Fought for you to believe. Fought for you to achieve all you're destined to be. I've got these.
Heavy is the weight, the freight on these shoulder blades. Contemplate escape, let my motion just fade away. Emit heat, gamma rays, my heart on display. Position backstage, see I just beckon Broadway.
Alexander Hamilton scrambling, calling the ambulance. All this fucking randomness moves me towards abandonment.
Commander in chief, see our citizens scream.
Highest said the prettiest people do the ugliest things. But what does that mean? Beauty lies and beholders. My focus on soldiers can't be broken by bold closers and rodents who spike potion and only desire death. How many bullets I got left in the gun I aim south by southwest?
I don't know, but maybe you do. I'ma knuckle up and keep pushing through till I'm paid for what God told me to do. I can live with myself. Tell me, how about you?
I've got these star-spangled memories. If you feel...
Man, that is some powerful stuff, Doc. That is that's heavy, man. Talk to me about what's on your mind there with that. Because I hear take a knee, I hear fought for you to be free. Unpack that a little for me, bro.
I want to unpack it because I'm going to say right now, first and foremost, 95% of our audience will disagree, and that's okay. And that's exactly what I'm fighting for. Do I like to see people take a knee in the national anthem? Of course not. Do I like to see people disrespect the American flag? Of course not. Do I like to see people do things that I don't agree with? Of course I don't. But did I fight for their right to do so? Yes, 100%. Without question, I fought for their right to do so. So all I'm saying is, if there's messages out there that you don't agree with, or things out there that you find to be offensive, what it is that truly makes us great is our ability to deal with those differences out in the open. And that's what Star Spangled Memories is about. It's not about where I stand politically. It's about where I stand as it pertains to freedom and as it pertains to freedom of speech.
I'm glad you said it, man. I'm really glad you said it, because we do seem to be getting into a lot of debates just the last several years. I mean, I'm not even going to say most recent presidential administration. I'm saying the last 5 to 8 years since social media's really kind of narrated our lives. We argue a hell of a lot over dumb shit, and I'm glad that you were able to put that into words and make it so powerful, dude. So I commend you on that.
Let's have some fun, then.
All right, dude.
We got to have some fun. Let's play some surfing. Like, so for when you go to the beach,
okay.
When you're skinny dipping with your girl and you want a Mai Tai with some lime in it. You know what I mean?
They say I'm gonna make it,
uh-huh.
And me, I'm like, okay.
Yes, sir.
You can catch me surfing. I'll be up on my wave. I'm on my way.
No,
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
You can catch me surfing.
Uh-huh.
I'll be up on my way. I just grab a mic and spit.
Uh-huh.
Cause winners never quit.
No,
which song might it hit. So I'm always on my shit. I'm on my way. Yeah. And I'm on my way.
Hey.
You can
catch me surfing, I'll be up on my way.
Take this passion, living color, got my rhythm from my mother. Now I'm dancing on these beats, one track after another. Couldn't stop it if you tried, nope. Refuse to be denied. Joy rising, morning side, I'm sorta hot, yeah. Say goodbye to Buckingham, I'm a lucky man. I spent some time with Uncle Sam, well goddamn. Welcome, Mr. Todd. How was your life while abroad? See you repping for the squad. These efforts we applaud. Well, thank you, fine sir. I sure got close to God. Now I'm mobbing in Atlanta, but my heart is in Havana. Surfing on a wave, sun shining every day. We pushing, making plays so we can find a way. Yeah, they say I'm gonna make it. And me, I'm like, okay. Yes, sir. You can catch me surfing. I'll be up on my wave. I'm on my way. No, I'm on my way. Yeah. Can catch me surfing, I'll be up on my way. I just grab a mic and spit, cause winners never quit. They'll know which song might hit, so I'm always on my shit. I'm on my way, yeah, and I'm on my way, ayy. You can catch me surfing, I'll be up on my way, wait. We're gon' bust the move, you know this life is what you choose. See my fair share of blues, but that ain't no excuse. Put that smile on, send bygones long gone from here. My message crystal clear, kick your life in high gear. Talk down, I'm dreaming, thank the Lord I'm breathing. Got no time for demons, if they come, I'm leaving. Bottoms up, tip your cup, cheers from me to you. One decision changed my life, yes, and you can do it too. You're not alone, life's a struggle, get on out there, it's the jungle. You're not alone, life's a struggle, get on out there, it's the jungle. Say I'm gonna make it, and me, I'm like, okay, yes sir, you can catch me surfing, I'll be up on my wave, I'm on my way.
Oh, no, man.
I'm on my way, yeah.
Dude, that last stanza had like about 10 lines in it, I want to quote. Holy man.
It's about the, you don't want to say it's about the struggle, but it's like about the struggle, but it's simultaneously about the incompetence. I finally got enough wisdom to realize, like, it's about the journey. I'm done worrying about the destination. I'm done worrying about the result. It's about the journey, man. It's about doing what you were called to do. It's about not living a life paralyzed by fear. And it's about letting the chips fall where they fall, you know? And
go through that line right there about the cookie crumbles. Go back to that one stanza about something about the cookie crumbles. And
you're not alone. Life's a jungle. Just get out there and be humble. That's the way the cookie crumbles. So don't stumble. Just be humble.
God, so it's, I love like, that.
You are not the only person dealing with shit. Everybody is dealing with shit. It's a jungle out there. Mm. Like, if you're really fighting for what you believe in and what you're trying to do, like, you are in contact with adversity. I mean, like, there's no possible way it's not the case. Like, you are in massive contact with adversity. So you're not alone.
I love that, man.
Life's a jungle. Just get out there.
I think that's probably one of my favorite tracks that I've heard of yours right there, because that really does. I mean, it speaks to me, and I think it shows the universality of what we're talking about all through this podcast. That's like, it doesn't matter if it's war drama or trauma. It doesn't matter if it's combat memories. It doesn't matter if it's stuff that you're just dealing with from your childhood or life not working out the way you wanted it to. We all have it, man. Get up.
Get up and surf. Like, I could talk about AR-15s and pressure plates and A&A guys getting blown up and my roommate getting shot in the neck. And, you know, I talked about all that stuff on Combat Medicine. I talked about all that stuff. But that's not, like, where the story's supposed to end.
I love hearing you surf along. I love hearing you make people feel good. You know, I love every step of the journey. But I think that's probably where we'll stick the landing. Let's go ahead and go out with the song that I met you over. It's from Combat Medicine 1, and I've never really asked you too much about it, but let me play a little bit of Not Alone and come back to you, and we'll stick the landing right there.
The struggle is real, found a peace and lost a soul. Eventually my drinking, it got out of control. There in darkness I roam, struggling to find home. See, suddenly death didn't feel so alone. 22 a day, destination unknown. It could have been avoided if you picked up the phone. But now you're gone, so I guess all we get is the tone. Nothing but bone weeds overgrown, pushing up stones. I've triumphed over enemies, co-creating enemies. Broke out facilities that try to put an end to me. R.I.P. I'd rather grind in tranquility. Authentic Tennessee, embrace my ability. Stand up.
sin. Gave every shred, every last thread of my identity. Conquer my fragility, eliminate the enemy. Deliver me, God, from temptation. Tell me that this life is just a matrix. Need a facelift, back to basics. Vision LASIK, I only feel alive when I hear the bass kick.
Man,
that's still nostalgic as shit, by the way, because it really truly was the beginning.
I knew you were onto something. I knew there was something that needed to be said, and I knew that that record nailed it. But to hear where you've gone since then, and to take a look at Strange Pictures, to share a little bit of it with you, and to hear your message, and even sharing the great success that this Diet Coke campaign's bringing you. Although, you know, it might not be, you know, financial success. I mean, you're not rolling around in a, you know, a Benz, or you got a limo driver. But at the same time, your journey speaks to me.
They're sending one over. They're going to send a limousine over here. It's no. On the way. Right. It's on the way right now.
I'm sure it
There's
is.
Like, no, man, it's just, it's been what life is supposed to be, man. Beautiful. It's been difficult. It's been, you know, encouraging and uplifting and also challenging, you know, and I'm not in the same place that I was in 2017. Like, I see the reality now.
Yeah.
But the mission is to empower veterans, and we're doing it.
Right on. And I appreciate you. I appreciate the music and going on this journey with you. And you can find all your music at TheRealDocTodd.com. Brother, always good, man. I can't wait to see what happens next. Best of luck to you. And, man, we got to get you up to D.C. How do we do this next time, you know, with, like, a drink in our hand?
Mail me a check.
You know what? I might just pack some shit in the car and drive to ATL, yeah. Dude.
Hey, I'm coming up there, bro. I'm up there for work anyway sometimes. I texted you last time, but you were in New York.
I know. Just best of luck with all the stuff. You know, it's just clicking and the journey's happening. Thank you for taking me along for the ride.
Love you, Phil, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
I like the old school gospel choir, by the way. That's awesome.
Thank you. ATL, baby.
Tokyo drifts, I ride the clutch. My life's enough, never mind the buzz. It's about the love, just because. I might be down to nickels, but the best things are so simple. Simple smile with the dimples, crash into your world like simple. Generates boom, boom, boom. Smell perfume, I push the broom, swung at the moon. Everything right, cause I'm here with you. No cap, that right there is the truth. Hey, ride or roll, music stirs the soul. Play this game on my console. No time for trolls, hit the road. Hog the vibes, thinking you should go. Snap your fingers, clap your hands. Get a bag and throw some bands. Don't shine on, do a dance. Can't smile or take a chance. Snap your fingers, clap your hands. Get a bag and throw some bands. Don't shine on, do a dance. Put a smile.